This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. You'll find those rooms right there at the top of our list of various different chat rooms in which you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. But during the show, you can use the on-air call-in line rooms to get on the air with us. And the us tonight is me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Daryl, back from New York City.
New York City.
Just in time. Were you muting yourself as you said New York City, Conan?
Because I burped right before it.
Okay. I was checking my mic over here to make sure I didn't have you muted. You back from New York City, you went to the New York Marathon, you got back just in time for the election.
Yes.
Here yesterday, and you finished said marathon.
Yes, I did, with a personal record of 4:28:22, so I shaved off almost 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's
4 minutes, 59 seconds off of my previous marathon.
That's time. A good question. You've been doing this for, what, a year and a half now, 2 years?
Year and a half, roughly, is when I did the first half marathon.
How many of these bad boys have you just decided you just couldn't do? You stopped halfway.
Done them all.
Right? I do not have any DNFs.
Is that what they're called? Did not finish. Did not complete DNCs?
It's a DNF.
All right.
We're going to get into the election here in a moment, but I know that you were raising money successfully.
Yes.
As a charitable donation with this.
Yeah. For people that aren't aware, there are several different ways that one can get into some of these really big, what are referred to as the major marathons. There are six majors. There's New York, Chicago, Boston, Berlin, London, and Tokyo.
Yeah.
Various ways to get in. So you can either be like an elite or sub-elite athlete, meaning that you run really fast and you qualify based on previous marathon times.
Okay.
That's not me. Some of them have what are referred to as either lotteries or entry ballots to where you put in, I would like to run, and then
they didn't pick you.
Right. They have a select number of entry spots. I was not successful in getting a ballot entry into New York. There's also for people that live in New York, they can do something called a 9+1 program where they run 9 other races put on by New York Roadrunners. And then they either volunteer for one race or they donate $1,000.
Okay.
For non-Americans, they can do what's called the International Travel Partner, where they buy a package that includes entry into a race. Or for Americans, and some international runners will also get in as charity runners. And
which is what you did.
Right. That's what I did for New York. It's what I'm doing for Chicago next year. For New York, got on Team Innocence Project. And
how many people on the team?
I think it was 6. There was
Do you all start running together, or are you just sort of randomly in wherever it is they put you?
Yeah, so it's in whatever wave assignment that we have, and they have.
Did you meet the other people at all?
I met them at the pre-race lunch the day before.
I see, okay.
Where the Innocence Project had all of the runners come together. Runners were able to bring family, but the Innocence Project bought lunch for us.
That's nice.
Yeah, very nice. Anybody that tagged
along.
Also
raised five grand for it.
Right. Anybody that tagged along would have had to have paid for their own food.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, very nice lunch. Very nice chatting with all of the other runners. Couple of people that work for the Innocence Project were there. And, yeah, the minimum threshold set by New York Roadrunners for the Innocence Project was $3,500. I wanted to raise
per runner.
Yeah. I wanted to raise $5,000, and I'm currently at $5,025.
All right, you made your goal.
I did make the goal, and people can still donate through the end of the month.
How many donators roughly did you, or exactly, if you know?
Well, did you? I don't remember off the top of my head, but if I go to run.freetalklive.com, yep, it will tell me on there,
which is your donation site,
how many donors there were to the thing, and it's opening up very slowly.
There was some matching donations that
came in. There were some matching. 58 donations in total.
Not bad.
Came in. $5,025.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And does that account like cryptocurrency donations? Have you gotten any of those?
Any crypto that came to me, yeah, I then made the contribution.
The equivalent cash contribution.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And the race itself was an amazing event. World record number of finishers.
Hmm.
52,000. Wow. I think it was 809, 709, somewhere.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. You know, again, record turnout for runners.
Mm-hmm.
99.4% of the runners that started the race finished the race.
Wow.
Which is unusually high.
Wow. That's
especially for that size.
Of course, these are like real pros, right? Like these are the people who are serious. They're training. This isn't just some sort of one-off for most of these guys.
For some people, it is.
Really?
But then there's always things that happen. There was one runner that sadly wound up having a heart attack during the race.
Out of 50,000 people, there's a chance something like that's going to happen.
And luckily,
there was a
doctor.
Probably a young guy, too, right?
I don't remember the age. It was a woman.
A woman with a heart attack. That is unusual.
Luckily, there was a doctor not too far behind.
A runner doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
A doctor that was running.
Yeah.
He stopped running to administer CPR.
Wow.
And, yeah, she wound up surviving. Last report I saw, she was in stable condition. So there's one of the people that got a DNF. But, you know, things happen. People wind up getting hurt. 2 million people turned out to watch the race.
Wow.
10,000 volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of water.
Speaking of hard on the body, heart attacks and whatnot, have you looked, because you do a lot of running these days, have you looked into keeping a balance on your, you know, for your body, your body's sake? I mean, I know you've
what do you mean a balance?
Well, I mean, you can overdo it. You can you can break your, you can burn your heart down. You can burn, you can wear your bones down, especially your leg bones.
Right. So earlier this year, I was having a little bit of hip pain. Wasn't sure what it was. Adjusted my training, and the pain went away. So, yes, if I wind up, you know, feeling, hey, something's not right here.
Well, I mean, it's things like heart attacks, you don't necessarily feel them until they break.
Right.
Well, I mean, there's
so
no guarantee
kind of
that anything's
right up on you.
Yeah. You can live a sedentary life, you can have a heart attack. You can live an active life, you can have a heart attack.
Right.
I mean, really, I don't know if one lifestyle or the other is necessarily going to make
things
worse on
you. Well, I think hardcore athletes don't necessarily live longer than the rest of us.
No, I don't know if there's any evidence
for
that.
In fact, they really do actually
break. But there's no evidence that they wind up having heart attacks at higher rates either, which is what you seem to be implying. If you go running, you're going to have a heart attack.
There's definitely some. I've heard that if you do a lot of running, you know, that could do some kind of wear and tear on you. That's why people
on the joints.
Yeah, they recommend if you want to get exercise and you don't want to do running, you can just walk, and then it's less weary and teary, and you still get the some level of.
But
cardio.
You know, there are running injuries that happen. People get stress fractures.
All the time.
You know, things happen, but. No, I'm being careful, if that's the question.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, risks come with a game, right?
Yeah.
So he's
that's the thing. He's playing a game. I mean, you don't necessarily have to play the game.
No, you don't. And most people don't. That's why 2 million people watched the race while 50,000 people ran it.
But the other end of the perspective is not playing the game at all, and you end up 300 pounds and you die at 48 from a
Three and a half years ago, I was over 300 pounds.
And that's what I mean. But I'm only asking that have you found the balance, a healthy balance?
Oh, so are you asking if I'm going to like stop running and not be fat?
No.
I'm not sure I understand your question. I would love to do the Badwater 135 in a couple of years.
He is definitely not balanced as far as, like, he's running constantly all the time. But that's what he's into. So, like, hey.
That's
man,
all I ever hear
power,
about, so I don't
power
know.
To him. Hey, we got more coming
and
up here. Jeff Sessions apparently has been fired. I got that news just before the show.
Yep.
We got to talk about the election as well because, well, there are things to say about it, and especially how the Libertarians did. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join us here. Post-election, we're going to get into a recap, some highlights, some lowlights of the Libertarians specifically, how they did. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Plus, Jeff Sessions apparently fired.
He's out of there.
So that's some good news. Whether or not they're going to replace him with somebody worse remains to
probably,
be seen.
Probably just as swampy.
Yeah, but with you in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Hey, if you're into operating a retail establishment, maybe you're a manager, maybe you're an owner of a retail business and you want to accept cryptocurrency, then I've got good news for you. Folks over at AnyPay have made it as about easy as you can. For whatever the state of the art is right now, I think AnyPay qualifies because it is super easy to set up. You just go to AnyPay.global, create your username and password. There's no login. There's no application form. There's just create the username and password, and you're in. There's no approval process. You're in. You set your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end of the system in the settings page, and then you just go load the app onto whichever device is at your point of sale. That's it. You're done. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, BTC, or Dash. There's also Zcash and Zen, and there's more coming on the way. So we'll let you know when that happens. Go to AnyPay.global, but it's working now, and it works great. AnyPay.global as we go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's start out with Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
I can't hear you.
Oh, I don't know why that would be. There
I can't
may be...
hear you.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll just put you back on hold then until the board operator can figure out why that is. Usually it means there's a button that's not pushed properly on somebody's end, and I suspect it's there. So we'll try you back here in a little bit, Tom. Let's go, meanwhile, to Red Monkey on the line calling us from the U.S. Air Force in the Pacific. Red Monkey, you're on Free Talk.
Yes, yes, that's right. What is your opinion on voting? Is it a practical way on changing the system, or is it a waste of time?
Voting or boating?
Voting.
No, okay. I figure since you're in the middle of the ocean, right, you might want to know our thoughts on boats as well.
All right, Daryl, well, thoughts on voting? As somebody who just ran for office.
Yeah, it's a thing that happens, and, you know, it's... In the U.S., quote-unquote democracy, even though some people like to say, we're not supposed to be a democracy. But what actually happens is a plurality of people on a given day wind up getting to enforce to the majority, who is going to wind up supposedly representing them in various legislative bodies, and then the representatives do a very poor job of representing anybody other than themselves. So the entire system is kind of corrupt, but luckily here in New Hampshire, we did have a couple of constitutional amendments that passed overwhelmingly.
Overwhelmingly, yeah.
80+%.
Both with over 80%. One adds in a constitutional right to privacy, and the other says that every taxpayer has standing for purposes of suing municipal, county, or state government.
Even though I heard that one person didn't even see them, and so skipped them, never voted on them, period.
That was me.
And then someone just couldn't. The first paragraph was so long, he just decided just to vote no.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, I think that's probably why I didn't even see it, just because it was such a wall of text down at the bottom.
Yeah, it was just black.
I didn't even, like, it didn't register. And I knew there were those,
right.
I knew they were going to be there.
Because I told you about them.
No, but beyond you telling them, I mean, I've seen the voters' guides, I've seen the, you know, the
sample
ballots and such. I mean, we discussed it on the radio with Laurel on Sunday night.
Yeah, I actually was doing my recap. I was going back through and making sure I checked everything correctly.
Yep.
And then I realize, oh, crap, look at this stuff
so
at the bottom.
So you almost missed it.
I almost missed them.
Yeah.
So I understand exactly what happened. As far as my consideration on the whole voting process, I'm okay with it, as long as I can opt out at the end.
Right.
So when you two guys decide that you want to order pizza this evening, and I don't want pizza.
We're not ordering pizza. We got spaghetti.
So as long as you guys have decided to get spaghetti for this evening's festivities, and I decide that I don't want because I've already eaten this evening, I don't expect that I have to pay towards your guys' dinner.
Right. The only time you would have to do that is if you've already agreed in advance to be obligated to whatever the votes
are. Which I haven't. I haven't signed that social contract.
And yeah.
So I am against what we had to do yesterday. I voted in self-defense.
Right. So to answer the question, I have no objection to somebody participating in a vote. I think that ultimately it is not consent. I know that there's certain people who are anti-voting who try to argue that, well, if you vote, it just means you agree with the system.
Yep.
Like, no, that's not what it means. It means that it's one of the few, and it's a pathetic tool, but it's one of the few tools that you actually have to try to have some kind of an influence on this horrifying, violent governmental system that we have that is foisted upon us, whether
right.
we like it or not, whether we tell the government, hey, I'm over here and I don't want to participate. Thanks very much. Have a nice day. Well, they just keep forcing themselves on you. So if the one thing that they let you do is play this stupid little game, which is ultimately all it is, because I didn't vote in this, the ballot, and they're not initiatives, but the ballot measures,
right?
The constitutional measures. And you know what? It didn't make a difference. It didn't make a difference that I didn't vote in those races. In fact, most races, my vote wouldn't have made much of a difference
right.
at all, if any. I think there was one race where somebody lost by 4 votes, so that would have been one where it probably would have been important to vote. But either way, generally it doesn't really matter. And, of course, they would point out, I think somebody would rightfully point out, that if voting really mattered, they'd make it illegal.
Yeah, this is nothing more than bread, circuses, and, I'm going to add a third, voting. This is just keeping everyone fighting with each other, constantly bickering over things that don't really matter.
Yeah, I don't feel strongly about it.
Meanwhile, the people who are really pulling the strings are getting away with bloody murder.
I don't get mad if somebody doesn't vote. I don't feel strongly enough either way about it. I'm willing to do it just because, you know, it's a game. And
you know what it is? It's absolutely a game. Listening to these knuckleheads talking about it in on the local radio here, they sound just like they're talking about their sports teams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we won.
We didn't win. We lost. We'll come back in 2 years. Blah, 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 blah.
Somebody posted one of those comments in the Twitch chat last night at 12:35 in the morning. Victory is ours. I told you guys, we won the House, U.S. House majority. Victory is ours.
Yeah.
Democrats going to take down Trump's agenda and corruption of Trump taxes.
Yeah, we didn't.
Hold on. We didn't win crap. Hold on. There's so many things wrong with.
Let's not get into it. We've still got Red Monkey.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, let's just. So, Red Monkey, there's three answers for you. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of good and bad arguments on both sides. I think if voting is a bad thing, as in electing a ruler to rule over you, then it kind of defeats the whole purpose of the Free State Project.
What? That if voting is bad, it defeats the idea of political migration?
The idea of moving everyone to New Hampshire is to try to change the system through democratic process.
Technically, like, that was the idea behind the Free State Project. However, if you could move enough people to one area, you could change things in a variety of different ways.
Right. The statement of intent doesn't mention the democratic process. It just says fullest practical effort to create a society.
That was the intention of the founder, though, was that people would get involved in the political process.
Right.
I mean, that's true. But as far as, and if you want, you can stay, Red Monkey. If not, thank you for the call, because I think it's an interesting conversation. I'd like to know, you know, how you feel. If you want to join us, you can. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of sling bow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
You USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions has resigned at the request of President Trump. The Justice Department announced that Matt Whitaker will be the acting Attorney General. Sessions did leave the Justice Department a short time ago. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio had a huge announcement on Fox Business.
We have to stand up and defend the White House. We have to stand up and work with the president over these next 2 years and show the American people why we deserve to be back in the majority so we can ultimately get done what they sent us here to do. That's what I want to do if given the opportunity by my colleagues to lead us in the minority.
Aside from voting for candidates, we also had a bunch of ballot initiatives in states. Some of the more ones of note people may care about. In Michigan, they legalized recreational marijuana, and they're going to have a 10% excise tax on a marijuana purchase. And Montana residents rejected a measure that would have raised the cigarette sales tax from $2 to $3.70 a pack. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. By the way, those are available to you, and well, there's actually only one that's available at the moment. We've got four rooms there, and there's a bunch of people that want to talk through Discord tonight. You know what? You sound better if you're on Discord, so hop on in there over at discord.lrn.fm. Dean Conan and Daryl in the studio tonight. We've got to get into some of the news from the election. Also, Jeff Sessions apparently fired on the federal government by Donald Trump. We'll tell you more about all that. Coming up here, of course, your calls come first. Once again, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And you can join the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up February 14th through the 17th, which is, that's coming up fast. We're talking about 3 months now, basically, at this point, until Anarchapulco, which will be the biggest names in the Liberty Movement. And I don't say that lightly. Ron Paul is going to be speaking at Anarchapulco. Judge Napolitano will be speaking there for the first time, and others, including Doug Casey, Cynthia McKinney, who, believe it or not, she's actually an anarchist now. We interviewed her at this year's Anarchapulco, as well as the president of Liberland, who you apparently were waving their flag at the very end of the,
I was.
The marathon. Vit Yedlica is going to be there. David Icke,
actually is going to be there as well. So there's many more, I'm sure, to be announced. Go to anarchapulco.com. In fact, it was recently, I guess we broke the news. Our very own Mark Edge is going to be the MC of the Cryptopulco stage, because they're going to have different stages at this particular version of the show. So it'll be a lot of fun. Of course, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, and I'll look forward to seeing you there. Hopefully you'll be attending, because you can get 15% off by going to anarchapulco.com and using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Anarchapulco.com with code FTL to save 15%. As we get back to the phones here, we still have Red Monkey on the line. You'd called in about, you're on the Discord lines, you'd called in about the question of voting. And I don't recall exactly what you had said about your opinion about it, Red Monkey.
My opinion is that we should use whatever means we have available to reduce the size of government.
Yeah. So let me ask this question, because you had mentioned the Free State Project, and a lot of people that moved to New Hampshire for that purpose have decided that it's, quote, best for liberty to become Republicans and then wind up badly losing elections. Some people do wind up getting elected.
A lot of people got elected, actually, as Republicans. In fact, this was going to be one of the questions I was going to ask tonight when we talked about the Libertarians and their voting results. We're going to get into that later. I don't know if we want to get deep into it right now, because we do have other folks on
right,
the line.
Right, but former president of the Free State Project, Carla Garrick,
ran as a Republican.
Yep. And lost badly.
She did.
She thought that she would wind up winning because she had two ballot lines, because she wound up getting fusion with the Libertarian. And
I don't think she did any better at all than she did last time.
I don't think she did at all.
Maybe even a little bit didn't do it quite as well. Maybe a couple points not as good this time around. But she was up against an incumbent, a longtime incumbent,
yep,
in a Democratic district, as I understand it.
Yep. There was a former state rep that elected as a Republican. He had moved out of his district, and he decided to run for an open Senate seat that had previously been held by a Republican, and he wound up losing pretty badly.
And who was this?
Dan Hines.
Dan Hines, okay. How did he end up losing badly? Last I looked, he had like 47%. That's pretty good. I mean, that's not a huge walloping or anything like
that. Right, but it's also not losing by half a point.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you that.
Yeah, when you lose by 3 or 4%, that's pretty bad.
I'm not going to
say it's not horrible.
I would say 10%, then you're getting your butt whooped. 3 to 4%. The whole night, they were actually going back and forth. It was his opponent was winning at first, and he was winning after a couple more precincts were cataloged, and then it switched back to his opponent winning. So that was I saw that wasn't as neck and neck.
The Republican Party in New Hampshire recently, instead of actually voting to amend their platform to not say marriage is one man and one woman, they wound up just dismissing the convention and adjourn, motion to adjourn, overrules all other motions. Motion to adjourn, they didn't vote on anything. So I have no use for the Republican Party.
I don't blame
And you. Anybody that suggests, join the Republican Party. Just, you know, like, leave me alone.
Yeah, so we can get into that a little bit later on here. But Red Monkey, I've heard the critiques. You said there were good arguments on both sides. I want you to pick one of the supposed good arguments against voting, because I'd like to hear it.
One of the arguments is that it legitimizes the system of oppression.
Obviously not true.
If you vote into it, legitimize.
There are also people that say that if you step onto a sidewalk, you legitimize the government because you didn't use a private
it's the
sidewalk.
Same argument, basically.
And the whole thing, and Ian, you had mentioned, there's the claim that if you vote, you consent to everything that happens.
That's another variant on this.
But those same people will admit that consent can be withdrawn. If you wind up entering into a business contract with somebody, you can, leave that contract. If you get married, you can leave that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Consent can be withdrawn, but for some reason, because I wrote none of the above on my ballot for a couple of offices, I all of a sudden, consent to every horrible thing that happens.
Yeah.
And it's my fault. I actually had somebody, one of these non-voting people, tell me that it was my fault that Barack Obama drone bombed 7 different countries, and I just stayed home.
Voted, yeah,
and not voted, then he never would have bombed anybody.
Yeah, that's the George Carlin theory, that if, you know, it is in fact your fault, voters, that we had to put up with all this nonsense.
Even though I didn't vote for any of them, it's not the people
who stayed home. It's not the people who voted for the freedom candidates. It's the people who voted, these knuckleheads in
just,
the office.
You looked in the direction of a ballot, therefore your fault.
Yeah. So, I mean, this idea that voting is consent or voting lends legitimacy to the system, it's clearly false. And the reason why is because, well, first of all, it's not consent. You didn't write anywhere. There's nothing written anywhere that by voting you're consenting. You
right.
can vote, as Conan pointed out, in self-defense because these people are dangerous. And, you know, if you have somebody who's less dangerous with which you can put that vote, then...
Or NOTA.
Right. Then that's an act of self-defense. But beyond that, the claim that it legitimizes the system is also clearly false, and all you have to do to prove it is look at the elections where there are no votes cast,
yep.
and these do happen from time to time, where even the candidates themselves do not bother voting in the election in which they are running.
We covered a school board election like that in Roswell, New Mexico a couple of years ago.
Yep, there's been a few of them here and there,
and
city council.
You know what happened? The 2/3 of the school board that wasn't up for election wound up appointing the 3 people that were running
right.
to the 3 vacancies.
Right. And you know what else happens is the people who didn't vote, they still paid their taxes. When tax time came, whether it be property tax or state income tax or business tax or whatever it is, they paid them. Now, if you want to talk about legitimizing the system, that's the number one way to do it, is do whatever it is that they tell you. So obey all the regulations, or at least try to make it look like you are, and pay all the taxes they're demanding of you. As long as you keep doing those 2 things, people, those of you who are out there talking trash about voters,
mm-hmm.
those of you anti-voting people, as long as you still have taxes you're paying and regulations you're obeying, you are part of the problem. You're the reason why the government continues the way it is, because even if everybody voted, if people stopped obeying and people stopped paying into the system, it would crumble. If 10% of the people stopped obeying and paying, it would have a very difficult time. The system cannot handle widespread non-cooperation. So whenever somebody starts to mouth off and act all high and mighty about how, well, I don't vote because I don't consent and I don't want to legitimize things, well, ask them if they pay taxes.
Paying taxes legitimizes.
Thanks for the call, Red Monkey. Appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ultimately, the government is built on your obedience. Whether or not it's built on consent is another question, but it's definitely built on obedience. And if you can stop people from obeying, even in small numbers, it can have a major effect. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. You bring up whatever you want. The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They've been busy tonight. You can join those over on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. By the way, thanks going out to Doug, who's a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier. That means Doug gives $25 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Simple idea. You send in what we ask is $5. He's doing $25. You don't have to do that. We ask for $5. You send in $5 a month, and then we will invest that into the show to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help us get on new radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board. And so if you like the fact that we're on 194 radio stations coast to coast and beyond here in the United States, plus Guam, and if you like that, well, we can do more. We can hit 300. That's possible. In fact, hopefully we're going to hit 2 very, very soon. And a lot of this growth is possible because of listeners like you backing us up via the AMP program. And, of course, you get some cool perks. You'll get access to the special AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. You get special supporters chat rooms on our Discord server. You get access to the Facebook group for Amplifiers if you're still into Facebook. And I think there's still some activity there. It's probably still pretty busy, Daryl. You're in there, I guess, often enough, right? People still chatting on Facebook?
I am in there occasionally.
Well, you're in there more often than I am. I quit Facebook, so I'm never in there anymore. But anyway, you get all access to those things. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. You can use credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin, BTC. It's your choice. Once again, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Turd Ferguson on the line. He's on our Discord on-air call-in line. Go ahead, Turd Ferguson. And you're calling, by the way, from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania,
welcome.
Actually. Yeah, am I loud enough right now?
You're fine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it was just my headphones, yeah.
No, you're good.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so I'm actually calling about the election yesterday, and it was
okay.
a pretty sad day for me, like all elections are, but you know,
it's so sad.
Well, you know what? I don't know, because it's funny. I always vote for the loser in every single election. You think at this point, like I wouldn't be sad at
it. Yeah, you should be used to it.
Yeah, I should be at this point.
Yeah, you think you think that's bad? We all run for office every year, and we lose every single time.
That's true. You didn't run this year, Kanye, because you're prohibited by some sort of rule.
Yeah, the Hatch Act.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny because I voted for the same guy. Like, before I moved to New Hampshire and moved back, I lived in Maryland, and technically I'm still even a resident of Maryland, so that's where I voted, even though I live in Pennsylvania.
All right.
It's this thing that I do because it prevents me from getting from being bound to certain legal things and you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's cool. But I voted for Sean Quinn, who is the gubernatorial candidate. And
is that a libertarian?
He's a libertarian. But here's the thing.
Okay.
I'm bummed out about it because, you know, I've been really super critical of all the libertarian candidates in Maryland, including Armin Bora, who I just don't like anyway. But
the former vice chairman of the Libertarian Party nationally.
Yeah, and he ran in Maryland for a senator, I believe.
So how did these guys do? Do you happen to have the results handy? The governor guy, what did he get? Do you know?
Before I went
0.6%.
to bed. 0.6%. Yeah, it was rough. It was pretty rough.
Man, that's even worse than our gubernatorial candidate did here in New Hampshire. I think she got like 1.5%.
Yeah,
Jaletta Jarvis.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been following her pretty closely. Yeah, but you guys had a way better shot than we did. Gary Johnston had like 15% or something. That was like the highest one I've seen so far.
Is that a three-way race?
Three-way.
Yes. Yeah, that's not bad for a libertarian.
His campaign was doing a bunch of polling showing that he was polling at like 30% and that he was coming in higher than the Republican. And I think it really does a disservice, especially since libertarians supposedly stand up for, truth, right? Supposedly.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I would hope so.
You know, like most libertarians, they're like, we've got to stand up for the truth because the media is not going to tell you blah, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Well, when you wind up putting out fraudulent poll numbers that are basically push polls.
What does that mean? How are they defrauding?
So a push poll is when you do a poll, but you ask a bunch of questions about a specific candidate and then say, if the election were today, would you vote for this person, or this person? Well, they just heard five previous questions about a specific candidate, so it
swayed
them.
Uh-huh.
Towards giving an answer
instead
for
of
that.
Just flat asking straight out
right.
First question who you're going
to
vote for.
Right. So push poll is when you're basically trying to get a certain answer. And when you release those as here's a poll that was done and we polled here, and then your polling numbers come in way lower, then it leads people to believe, well, I can't believe any of the polls because they all lie.
Well, you generally can't believe polls, but, because things usually end up slightly differently than what the polls say. But you're saying this is a huge discrepancy.
Right. When you've got a poll showing a candidate polling 32% and another candidate polling 20%, and then those numbers are basically flipped,
mm-hmm.
and then a little skewed. So the Republican wound up pulling, I think it was 31%. Gary Johnson got 15.
Yeah.
But the polls released by the campaign showed basically the opposite.
All right. Continue, Mr. Turd Ferguson.
Well, yeah, I think all polls are really dishonest. And it's like in 2016, everyone thought that Donald Trump becoming president of the United States was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, we found out that that wasn't the case because the whole time the polls have been incredibly misleading. And if Gary Johnson, that really surprised me that a guy who seems pretty honest like himself would do some dishonest stuff like that. I'm bummed out a little bit about
that. It was his campaign, not him. So the guy that he hires,
he can claim he didn't know anything.
Right. The guy that he hires, Ron Nielsen, to do his campaigns, basically winds up doing these polls because he happens to own the polling company.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah, Johnson was in the bus smoking weed. I mean, that's what he does. He didn't know. He didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Hillary Clinton probably did with her polls.
But it's worth pointing out that Gary Johnson is the former governor of the very state in which he was running. So, I mean, he had name recognition in a way that your typical libertarian does not have, and yet he only got 15%.
Yep, that's very true.
So he did well for a libertarian in a three-way race,
right?
But at the same time, everybody knew who he was, so he didn't have the issues of name recognition or anything like that.
Right, he ran into the issue of, well, I would vote for you, but I'm afraid that this other guy's going to win.
Right. Wasted vote syndrome, as it's called. Well, Turd Ferguson, was there any other highlights or lowlights that you wanted to share with us?
I don't know. I'm just bummed out about the whole thing. I primarily put in silly writing candidates. Like, I voted for Robert De Niro, and I voted for Al Pacino. I voted for Ben Affleck and Matt Damon a couple times.
Are any of them eligible for...
Those are horrible people.
Yeah. Well, are any of them eligible to actually wind up taking the office should they somehow magically win?
No, not likely.
It might result in them bringing the system down faster, which could be a good thing.
Yeah, like, well, that's
Robert
true.
Robert De Niro is going to bring the system down?
Sure. Well, you know, ponies for everyone. Like, really ponies for everyone, not just joking like Supreme does.
I think you're right about that, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Turd Ferguson, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. I know where you're coming from, and I know why people are disappointed, because it is, it is frustrating when you think to yourself, oh, these libertarians, they got great ideas. The idea of non-aggression, the idea of peace and liberty, and these are great ideas.
Voluntarism.
But yet, the people of the United States, the people of the various different states within, do not seem to be interested. They don't want to vote for it, which is why I have to reiterate that if you want to have a chance at winning, you gotta concentrate your efforts in one place. There was all this money spent on this guy's campaign in New York, apparently. Larry Sharp, who had been mentioned by one of the callers here a few times during the campaign season, as though there were, and then there was also some questionable poll involved with that campaign as well, if I recall correctly. But anyway, they got apparently over $300,000 raised, which is a very large amount of money. I don't think Jaletta Jarvis here in New Hampshire even hit $20,000, if she even made it that close to $20,000. So she didn't even get a tenth of what this Larry Sharp guy got, but they both got 1.5% roughly in their elections.
The difference is Larry Sharp needed only 50,000 votes statewide to get ballot access,
and he got
nearly 90,000.
He got that, but he only got 1.5%, and that's about as good as Jaletta got,
right?
Or maybe he got 1.6 or something like that, but she spent a tenth of the budget.
He's still done better than any other libertarian for governor in New York ever.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem, is it's going to give those people hope, Daryl, and now they're going to think, all right, we got ballot access, we're going to win in New York. Well, no, you're not. New York's the 50th least free state, and you are not going to win in New York. And even if you do win, you're never going to change New York. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner.
trainer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.